all dressed up with somewhere to go. A 911 fic written by 42HRB and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Having Halloween off felt a little bit like a blessing and a little bit like a curse to Buck. Because, yes, not having to work on Halloween is great. It means avoiding some of the more insane calls, even if there are Halloween-related calls the entire week leading up to the actual day. But it also means figuring out what to do on Halloween while everything is still kind of a clusterfuck for everyone in Buck's immediate circle. Han and Karen are so close to getting their foster license back, but they still don't have it, which means Myra is still with Maddie and Chimney. Which is good, obviously, but Buck knows that Han feels like she's missing out on Myra growing up, and Chim feels bad for being there while Han can't be. And Bobby and Athena still haven't found a place they like yet, so they're living in an apartment that they both are clearly only tolerating. And Chris is still gone. That one stinks a lot more than the others, mostly because... Actually, Buck doesn't really want to think about why that one hurt more than anything else. Things are getting better with Chris. He and Eddie are FaceTiming at least twice a week now. They're doing family therapy over video. They've even restarted Buckley Diaz family movie nights again, only now it's Buck and Eddie in the Diaz living room and Chris in the room he's staying in at his grandparents' house. Buck refuses to call it his room because that makes it feel permanent, and it isn't. It isn't. We're having a Halloween party, Hen announced with a grin as she walked into the locker room. Danny's got a spooky sleepover at a friend's place, so we have the house to ourselves, and we're going to act a fool for one night, and one night only. Not like I have any other plans. Eddie shrugged, but he was smiling. He'd been smiling more lately, and thank God for that. Buck wasn't sure if he could have survived seeing many more of Eddie's forced smiles, not when the real ones looked like that. It's like the difference between fat-free sour cream and the full-fat stuff. Once you've had full-fat, once you've had the real thing, why would you ever want to go back? I'll be there. Buck already had his phone out to text Tommy, letting him know. Costumes? It's a Halloween party, Buck, Hen said with a roll of her eyes. Yes, costumes. Sweet. Eddie grinned and fuck, Buck loved that smile. He'd never get over how beautiful Eddie looked when he was happy. He kind of missed the mustache, but Eddie had walked into Buck's loft 2 weeks ago with a razor and had gone right into the bathroom to shave before walking out and telling Buck he's queer. So Buck didn't mind that it was gone. Not that it meant Eddie was accepting parts of himself he hadn't before. Eddie was beautiful, with or without it. I was thinking we could go as the Eclipse, Buck said over dinner with Tommy a week before Halloween. I found a really easy tutorial to make the costumes and... I'm not going as the Eclipse, Evan, Tommy huffed out a laugh. Didn't you think couples' costumes are a little cheesy? We're adults. I mean, Han and Karen are dressing up as Velma and Daphne, and I think Chim and Maddie are going as Elastigirl and Mr. Incredible. Buck liked Tommy. He really did. But sometimes he was a bit of a buzzkill about stuff Buck was excited about, and it kind of sucked. At first, he thought it was fun. Tommy's a little snarky like Eddie. But the longer they were together, the more Buck realized it wasn't like Eddie. Tommy just wasn't into some of the stuff Buck was into. It was fine. It was normal for couples to not like all of the same stuff. Even if Buck kind of wished Tommy would play along sometimes instead of shutting him down. If you think of another idea, I'll think about it. Tommy smiled at him and pressed a kiss to Buck's lip, effectively ending the conversation. The next night, while having movie night with Eddie and virtual Chris, Buck texted Tommy his next idea. Superheroes. Tommy liked Marvel movies. Buck liked Marvel movies. They could go as Captain America and the Winter Soldier, or something. Or Captain America and Spider-Man. Yeah, that one would work. It would be easy to find those costumes last minute. Buck smiled down at his phone when Tommy said sure. He could be Spider-Man. And then Buck put his phone away and watched as Tom Holland and Zendaya swung around New York City. What are you dressing up as for the party next week? Buck asked Eddie when the movie ended. Probably Snake Plissken, Eddie shrugged. I've already got the costume. Bucky showed up at the Wilson house at 9:10 on Halloween with a bottle of tequila in hand. The party had started at 8, but Buck always liked to give out candy at his apartment, and he'd been hoping if he waited long enough, Tommy would have been able to pick him up. But Tommy was running later than expected. They'd both been on shift yesterday, and Tommy needed to spend the day today running errands and had lost track of time. Buck shrugged it off and called an Uber. "Buckaroo!" Hen cheered when she opened the door. She had a pair of black, thick-framed glasses, an orange turtleneck sweater, and a slightly dopey grin. "You brought tequila! Buck brought tequila!" "I did," Buck laughed and stepped into the house, pulling his mask on as he did. "Where's Tommy? Did he ditch you again?" Hen asked as they walked through the house. There were more people than he expected, but it was still way calmer here than it would have been out at a bar. "He's coming. He's just running a little late," Buck said, accepting the shot she shoved into his hand when they got into the kitchen, throwing it back and doing another when she poured it for him. "Is everyone else here?" "Except Ravi," Hen said, and Buck heard Jim boo from the next room. He'd said he'd come by after the other party he was invited to. "At least he didn't just stop by here and then dip out early," Buck laughed and grabbed a beer out of the fridge. "Very good point," Hen laughed. "Well, I'm going to find my wife." "Have fun," Buck grinned and ignored the lonely feeling in his chest. He was sure once Tommy got here, it would go away. Or once he found Eddie. Eddie ought to be around here somewhere. He was about to leave the kitchen when Maddie and Chimney, dressed as Mr. and Mrs. Incredible, came stumbling into the kitchen, both giggling. "Buck!" "Hey, Jim." Buck laughed at the offended look on his sister's face. "Hi, Maddie." "I should get the first hello." "My bad." Buck had clearly missed a lot during the first hour of the party if the way Maddie and Chimney were laughing and clinging to each other said anything. He was glad they were getting to get loose tonight. He knew things had been stressful with two kids at home and wanted to make sure Mara felt safe and loved. "You're late." Jim grabbed the bottle of tequila Buck brought off the counter and poured them shots. Buck had a feeling doing another shot was maybe not the best idea, but he also didn't have to drive home and he didn't have to work tomorrow, so he figured there wasn't any real harm to it. He wasn't sure how much time had passed since he got there, but he'd done four shots and had just finished his first beer when he saw Spider-Man walk by the kitchen door to the living room. He was a little surprised that Tommy hadn't come to find him when he got here, but it was actually good that he hadn't. That meant he was fitting in with his friends. Tommy being here and being dressed up meant maybe all the doubts that had been creeping in were wrong. "I gotta go," Buck said, grabbing two more beers out of the fridge and going to find where Spider-Man had wandered off to. There were a few more people in the living room than there had been when Buck arrived, but there was only one person in a Spider-Man costume, so it was easy to find him. It kind of didn't look like Tommy in the suit. Or maybe Buck had just never noticed how small Tommy's waist was, or how fucking perfect his ass was. Or maybe Tommy had gotten a suit with butt pads. That would be funny, but Buck appreciated the commitment. "Hey," Bucky grinned when he reached Spider-Man, grabbing him by the wrist to turn him around. He peeled the mask up just enough to kiss him. That was weird, too. He'd never had to lean down to kiss Tommy before, even if it was only by an inch. Maybe the boots Buck was wearing had a bigger sole than he'd realized. The kiss didn't feel like Tommy either. His lips were softer and fuller than usual. But Buck chalked that up to the tequila. It was a good kiss, though. That was the thing. It was a great kiss. He didn't want to stop kissing him, and actually, he didn't have to. Buck wrapped his arms around him and deepened the kiss, groaning just a little when he felt Tommy wrap his arms around Buck too. Buck couldn't help himself. He wanted to see how good the butt pads were, so he squeezed Tommy's ass. Damn, they were really good butt pads. They felt real. It felt so fucking nice. It was maybe the nicest ass Buck had ever had the pleasure of squeezing, and it wasn't even real. "Evan?" That was weird. Buck could have sworn that he just heard Tommy's voice. But that wasn't possible because he was making out with Tommy right now. "Evan, what the fuck?" And yeah, that was Tommy's voice. But if Tommy was talking to him, that meant Buck wasn't making out with Tommy. He was making out with someone else in a Spider-Man costume. "Tommy?" Buck broke the kiss and looked up at the front door, coming face to face with a very pissed off Tommy Kennard. Yeah, that was fair. He just walked into a party and found his boyfriend making out with someone else. Buck would have been pissed too. When he spotted Tommy, Buck let out a breath because Tommy was not dressed up like Spider-Man. "I thought you were dressing up as Spider-Man." "I'm Peter Parker." Tommy rolled his eyes. He was wearing a Henley and jeans. He was always wearing a variation of a Henley and jeans or button-down and jeans. I thought you were going to dress up as Spider-Man," Buck said again, trying to explain and clearly failing based on the look on Tommy's face. "Who dressed up as Spider-Man?" Tommy had only made it a few steps into the house, so it was easy for him to turn around and walk out the door. Becky looked at the person in the Spider-Man costume again. He could still only see their mouth, which was pink and glistening, and wow, Becky wanted to kiss him again. His mouth looked so familiar. Buck finally took his hands off of Spider-Man's waist and followed him, ignoring the eyes he felt on him as he did. "I thought it was you." "I don't really care who it was," Tommy sighed. Buck knew that what was coming next before Tommy said a thing. "I don't think this is working out." "No, I think you're right," Buck agreed, because what else was he supposed to say? It wasn't working out, and that didn't feel like his fault or Tommy's fault. It felt like it was just a fact. They weren't working out, and sometimes that happens. "I'm going to go then," Tommy nodded and looked like he wanted to say something else, but he just shook his head and left. Bucky sat down on the top step of the porch and pulled his mask off so he could run a hand through his hair. A minute later, he heard the front door close softly behind him and heard what he was sure was Eddie's footsteps. "Hey." Eddie sat down next to him. Buck couldn't bring himself to look at him yet, not after the way Buck had made a fool of himself in front of the whole party by not realizing he was kissing someone who wasn't his boyfriend. "Hey." Buck let out a long breath through his nose and looked up at the sky. He couldn't see many stars in L.A., but he still couldn't look at Eddie. "I'm guessing you and Tommy broke up?" Eddie asked, and he sounded almost hopeful. That's what finally made Buck turn to look at him. And when he did, Buck's heart skipped a beat because Eddie wasn't dressed up like the snake guy. He was Spider-Man. He didn't have his mask on anymore, but there was no mistaking the costume. Eddie. He'd kissed Eddie. Before he could start spiraling about it, Buck remembered the way Spider-Man, the way Eddie had kissed him back, the way he'd held onto Buck, the way the kiss had made him feel like he was flying. "We did," Buck said after probably too long. I thought you were dressing up as Snake Plissken's. "Snake Plissken's," Eddie said, all mock offended. "Sorry, you know I don't know movies from before I was born." "I know you were alive for Escape from an L in 69 because I was alive and you're older than me." Eddie laughed, knocking his knee against Buck's. "When did you decide to be Spider-Man?" "After we watched the movie the other night and my costume didn't fit." Eddie shrugged. "When did you decide to be Captain America?" "While we were watching the movie," Eddie laughed. "Tommy said he'd be Spider-Man." "Is that why you kissed me? You thought I was Tommy?" Eddie didn't look mad. He looked curious and maybe a little cautious, like the answer really mattered. But Buck wasn't sure what part of his answer mattered. "Yeah," Bucky sighed. "Well, maybe I didn't think it was Tommy. I kept wondering why he was shorter and hotter and had a better ass and was a better kisser." "Better kisser, huh?" Eddie laughed and Buck felt a wave of relief wash over him. "Sorry for maybe making your boyfriend dump you." "He didn't even dress up." Buck leaned against Eddie as he spoke. "He said he would, but then he just didn't do it." "Well, that's dumb. Dressing up on Halloween is like half the fun." Eddie smiled at him, soft and fond. "Anyone who knows you love this shit." I think he didn't really know me that well." Buck felt like his entire world was shifting under his feet, like he was on the precipice of realizing something huge, something life-changing. "Sounds like he's a bit of an idiot, then." Eddie squeezed Buck's knee, and Buck felt it like a brand. "You're pretty easy to know." Buck chuckled softly and felt the ground beneath his feet go steady for maybe the first time ever. He looked at Eddie, and he felt at ease. It was like every piece of advice he'd ever gotten about relationships slotted into place while he sat there in the yellow porch light, Eddie's eyes on his. It was more than a feeling of ease that he felt when he was with Eddie. It was that he'd stepped in it with Eddie years ago, and Eddie had made a home for Bucky in his life. It was that he and Eddie had been making a life together for years. It was that when Buck had been at his worst and when Eddie had been at his worst, they found their way through those lows together. Of course it was Eddie. Of course kissing Eddie had felt like a homecoming. How had Buck not realized this sooner? It felt a little like someone had turned the light on in his brain for the first time, and suddenly he could see the way his love for Eddie had permeated everything. Eddie was everywhere. And actually, it made sense it took him a while to realize. Eddie was so present that Buck's love for him felt as natural as the fucking tights. They were so in sync that without even speaking, they had coordinated costumes. This is the love of Buck's life sitting next to him on the porch with a soft expression on his face, like he knows the thoughts that are running through Buck's head without Buck even having to say them. And yeah, Eddie probably does know what Buck's thinking. There's a pretty good chance Eddie is thinking the same thing right back. I'm guessing you didn't mean to kiss me then, Eddie asked after a few minutes of sitting quietly together. Buck loved that too, loved that even in silence they were there for each other. I didn't realize it was you, Buck said, and Eddie's eyes flicked away from Buck, down to the sidewalk. But fuck, I'm glad it was. Yeah? God, Eddie, it was like the world stopped turning. Buck said in a rush. How did I not realize it could be like that? Buck had a sudden flash of a memory from months ago in Maddie's kitchen, and her telling him she thought he didn't know what he was feeling right now, but if he had something to tell Eddie, he would when he was ready. Had she known then that Buck was so in love with Eddie that he couldn't see it? That he'd been in love with him for years, probably? Eddie, Buck. Eddie looked at him with hope in his eyes again. Tommy and I broke up. You said that. I'm in love with you. I know. Okay, Han Solo. Buck laughed, though, because he knew. He knew Eddie loved him, too. I love you, too, Eddie grinned, if that wasn't already painfully obvious. Nothing painful about it, Buck said, putting a hand on Eddie's cheek. I'd really like to kiss you again. On purpose this time? Yeah, on purpose. Go on, then, Eddie said, but he didn't wait for Buck to finish leaning in. Eddie met him halfway because Eddie was always meeting him halfway. Eddie was always there for Buck. When their lips met this time, Buck's entire world didn't shift on its axis because it already had. His world had shifted and steadied the moment he realized it was Eddie he'd kissed inside. This kiss felt like a homecoming and a revelation all at once. Eddie's lips were soft under his. He tasted like their favorite brand of beer when his tongue slipped into Buck's mouth. His teeth were gentle as he bit Buck's lips and sucked it into his own mouth. Buck wanted to live in this moment for the rest of his life, wanted to spend forever here. But they couldn't do that. They were outside of a party with all of their friends. All of their friends who definitely saw the start of Buck's breakup. God, you're perfect, Buck said when they separated. He couldn't help to lean in and kiss Eddie one more time before resting his forehead against Eddie's. Want to go in and face the music? Eddie asked with a soft smile. Not really, Buck laughed, but he stood up off the steps and extended a hand down to Eddie to help him too. Instead of letting go once he was standing, Eddie laced their fingers together. I've got your back. I know, Buck grinned, probably like a fool. Because Eddie always had his back, even when Eddie was teasing Buck and rolling his eyes about something dumb Buck did, Eddie was always right there with him. When the front door swung open, Han and Jim greeted them with a cheer, and Eddie lifted their joined hands in the air like they just won something. And actually, they had just won something. They'd won the rest of their lives right out there on the front porch in their goofy, accidentally coordinated Halloween costumes. Buck couldn't wait for a lifetime for this because whatever ups and downs they had to face, he knew they'd be facing them together.